Oh man, what can you say about this episode of Power? Getting ready to go into this show, normal show, but just wanted to talk a little bit about how crazy the coincidences of Ghost in this episode. They just live off coincidences this whole show. I felt like this finale was pretty bad. We talk about a little bit more in depth on the show, a little bit a lot more fun as a crew talking about this last episode. But man, this is a bad finale. It just was a comedy of errors in so many different ways. But that's what power is, you know. Angela didn't flip the script off, all this kind of stuff. It just, I don't know, it's just a comedy of errors and comedy. I wouldn't say a comedy of errors, I'd say a comedy of coincidences. But always, I hope y'all enjoy the show. We're gonna play this voicemail from my man Ron Taylor. He actually sent it in right after we had finished recording. But I wanted to get this in since my man has some funny stuff in here on this voicemail. And then we'll get into the show. Hope y'all enjoy, and hope you enjoy Power. If you do want us to do some other shows, recaps of shows, let us know. We're gonna do some more recaps of shows as always. Game of Thrones coming up later on next year. But any other shows you want us to recap coming up for this next season, email us, let us know. StraightOLC@gmail.com. Hit us up on the Facebook fan page, Straight Outta Low Cash, or StraightOLC on Twitter. And I hope y'all enjoy. Peace.
They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes, it move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap. Learn to rap or the jack.
Fellas, we've been trying to protect Angela all season. She gotta go. She gotta die. She got her and her fine ass titties gotta die. Or whatever. You know, that's fucked up how she did Ghost though. She could have hollered at that nigga, like, look, let me take you to your office, take you out back or something like that. She took that nigga down in the middle of the club. While his partners is looking at him and shit like that. He just finished signing a big deal. I knew the deal was big because how fresh his signature looked. When he signed that bitch, I'm like, God damn, she did that nigga dirty. She gotta go too. I'm sorry. We can find some more cute faces. Where the hell is Lala at? Come on, man. Now, that's what I call a great ending to a season where you still got us looking for Lala. I don't think she dead at all. Tariq got to be one of the dumbest kids on the East Coast, at least in the top three in the SEC. He got to be. This nigga sitting back drinking on cough syrup. Like, he don't know how to run no packages. I love the kids, but that nigga might have to go, too. Just being dumb. The nigga Greg. I mean, I knew why Angela, she went off of pure emotions. That's not right. She seen the nigga Greg stretched out. That nigga Greg was stretched. It's not funny, but that nigga had to go too. And I don't want to put it all on her. This nigga goes, drop you. This nigga taking off gloves. He's fucking with windows, dropping pliers and screwdrivers, all kind of shit. Like, you better than that. You know how to cover your tracks, my nigga. Oh my God. It's the OJ trial all over again. And this nigga Mike, I'm going to start a hashtag on Twitter. Mike gotta die. Mike gotta die so bad, we gotta turn away from him when it's happening. That's how bad he gotta die. That's a cold nigga, man. That's a cold. Man, that nigga gotta die, man. I'm sorry. It's not good to be thinking that way, but, that nigga gotta go. And I don't think it's right that we gotta wait this long for season 4, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We got Walking Dead coming up. That should keep us fed for a while. Mike gotta die, though. Kill that nigga now.
Hey, we back. The couple is eating food. are spinning food, though, depending on how you look at it. Though. Food. There's no live feed tonight. People was expecting a live feed.
We can't do it tonight.
I look terrible.
Everybody naked.
It was a pool party night. It was a pool party night. Everybody don't got no clothes on.
Lexi's not here. She left with the baby and everything, though, so it's only a three-man show.
Felicia here. That's four.
Felicia's supposed to. Man, we'll see if she comes.
Felicia Gray.
We'll see if she comes. Kev, you want to come on, Kev? Kev ain't seen the show, though, but shit, Kev can come sit down. No. Kev, you got something to say, Kev?
At Miss Flea 61.
I can't nobody see you, dog. You throwing up the deuce.
At Mimi Hood 808.
What are we doing?
We doing this podcast. Shit, shut up.
I didn't watch it yet.
It don't matter.
Yo.
It doesn't matter.
This Coach Kev in the building. I just want to say I am very proud of my boy Daryl for this podcast. Yeah, I said his government name. Government name. But I'm proud of him. Hey. See, this is one of the best shows, best podcasts I've ever heard. Hey, keep doing your thing, man. Keep doing your thing, for real.
You're going to break the table, you, with your strong ass.
You stronger than me.
I'm not leaning all my strength
on the table. I want y'all to work out together. You like big cock diesel. I'm like medium cock diesel. Like, what you talking about?
Let's get into it, started.
We got a lot to talk about.
I ain't strong. Like, light-skinned niggas stronger than dark-skinned niggas.
Let's just start.
We got a lot to talk about, though.
Hold on. I didn't get to say my shit yet.
So, do you want to go to emails first, or do you want to talk about
Janae Sweetie Pie.
Let's go to emails. Hold on.
Right. Janae Sweetie Pie on Instagram or on Twitter, or Janae Wallet on Facebook.
All right. Art.
Mr. Shivers 3 on Instagram.
That's my baby. He got his shit down last week.
Facebook, Mr. Shivers 3rd.
It took him 10 episodes.
Nobody better send him no motherfucking inboxes.
Oh, no. We got some inboxes.
You want to take the last piece of
shrimp? Bitch, I'm the man or everything else.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, I'm the man. All right. We got some emails.
I'm going to have to make that page, because motherfuckers probably find it.
Yeah. So the first email is from my boy, Runum Boy. He says, wow, that's a crazy episode. Tommy going nuts.
Yes.
They talking about the last episode. So you got to think people were emailing us about that one. Yeah. But I'm sure he's not going to kill Ghost. What y'all think? And Tariq and 50, that's crazy. Got my mind going 1,000. Poor Louise died for no reason. Laughing out loud.
Poor Louise.
Louise is my boy. That was my partner.
Louise is my dude.
Yeah.
I was riding with
Angela's him. Stupid as hell. How you going to keep walking around with the dead person's cell phone? Especially when you go to fuck Buddy's crib. Let me know what y'all think.
Is that cool?
I ain't peace. So, since we know now that fucking Mike fucking switched up the game,
Man, I don't even want to get... I just want to keep reading. I mean, yeah, dog. Everything you asked about was answered today. So, let's just move to the next one. I mean, because that was like, yeah, you seen it, everything.
But my whole thing is to an extent, though. So, if Mike's phone is there, though, so you think that Mike was down with fucking Ghost?
No.
That makes no sense, though, does it?
Felicia, sit down. We're doing this show. Miss Flea 61 Instagram.
Miss Flea 69.
She got a fat booty.
Yeah, she does, though.
Miss Flea 69.
Follow her on Instagram, though, too, for y'all.
She's
Felicia Gray on Facebook, too.
Email her at Miss Flea 69 anytime.
With an E. Don't
do my baby.
Miss Flea 69 anytime. Hit her up.
Yeah.
On
Pornhub.
Oh, my God.
We got some more
Instagram.
Pornhub.
You
don't tell Pornhub.
I said 69 anytime.
Pornhub right now.
I said 69 anytime. I just said 69 anytime. That is not her name.
All right.
That's a wrong. He said something about you and Pornhub.
I see 69 anytime. If they find you on 69 anytime,
all right,
then.
Oh my God.
I'm losing my shirt.
What happened?
I don't know.
All right, we got everybody random coming.
Sorry,
here, you know,
sorry, Instagram for now.
All right. Okay. So we got some more emails.
Mimi, please. Okay,
yeah, let's
somebody
go.
All right,
my man Famous.
Oh my God.
All right, we going to my man Famous.
Famous. Oh, Famous.
Famous B. I know it's Famous. He's like, hey, y'all needed to keep potentially doing what y'all doing on whatever topic y'all want to do, though. I really appreciate everything y'all doing with this, though.
Right on,
I enjoy this so much, though.
Man,
I ride my truck and I drive across the country and everything. Though I've been fucking with Sly and
Sylvester and Arn.
Yeah, he said Sly and Sylvester.
That's me and
Sly
and
Sylvester. Yeah. All day and everything, though. I mess with everything they all doing. I appreciate that so much. Janae, you fine as a motherfucker.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on,
family. No, she's been begging for this, though. That's what I'm saying, though. People,
All right, go ahead. Hold on, Famous, let's holler at you. He said, oh, he said, I would have had a drink with you before, though. We was good, we was good, we was good. Is that Famous? That was Famous. Oh, hey, Famous. No, 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 before though, she said Famous is a fake guy. Remember, she said Famous, she tried to shut Famous down. No, we was good 3 weeks ago, bro.
I mean, it's all good. Just shoot me your email or something. Let me hit you up or something.
Oh my God.
You.
Please, Famous, don't send him the email.
I'll meet you in the streets, Famous.
Oh my God. Good. We
got a second email from Famous.
Don't send the email, Famous. Love you, Famous.
We got a second email from Famous.
We got a second email from Famous, though.
My bad, Art. No disrespect for what you got going on. Play it all, man. You know I fuck with you all day, every day, though. But your girl's so fine. Peace.
Look, bro. Look, Famous. Real talk, me and you, in the street, anywhere. We just meet up, we talk about it like cordial. I mean, it's all good. We just talk about it. Just keep my girl name out your mouth. It's all good, man. Next email. All
right, next email is from Mike D. Mike D says, hey, crew, well, I just want to say that y'all recap is hilarious. On the top of that, I have a problem trying to get into Arthur's live feed. I can see that and everything. No, Art's page is private. Is it something that Janae wanted her page to be private, or is it something about him?
Just no, he needs his page to be private, because don't nobody need to be watching our live feeds. It was intentional.
People trying to watch live
feeds. It was definitely intentional. We can maybe think about opening his page just
no,
for
they can
the
just do
feed.
It from my page. One of my pages live.
Okay, we can do it from Daryl's as well, but Arthur's is going to stay private.
Or you could just send me $200, you get all out.
You will not.
Our sister here, though.
But this be so good, man. Shouldn't have to wash for free.
Falona Lee. She says, hey guys, really appreciate your podcast. It's very interesting to see male perspective on everything I look at. I kind of agree more with Janae and Lexi what I was doing men though. But I understand the men's perspective and seeing them. And I looked everybody up though. Aren't you looking sexually delicious? We ain't done the email.
I'm flexing my pecs for you.
Keep reading the shit. What is her name? I'm flexing my pecs.
Tisha, come on, Tisha.
He's sexually delicious.
It's all good. He just reading, bro. Stop being like that. Just keep reading, dog.
Why is everybody trying to figure out how sexually delicious you are? What is her name?
No,
what is your name?
Cares. Felicia.
Give me my drink back.
It's my Felicia.
Right, no, thank you.
Finish reading it.
I did.
Sexually delicious. Give me the fucking shit. I'm read it. What the bitch said.
Hey, this is a family show. It's
delectable and everything. So I look at the show and everything you all do. It's super funny and hilarious. I appreciate Janae and other perspective from women.
You appreciate me, but you think
No. Listen to what she says. She has a strong opinion.
So now you want to listen to her. But you didn't want to listen to Famous no more.
Damn.
You don't want to listen to Famous, though. The Famous thought I was beautiful.
Fuck Famous.
I'm just playing, though.
You said my brother.
Just read the shit.
Just read the shit.
I wanted to know what's going on with the Sweetie Pie show. I appreciate that on that bend, though. But, oh my God, I just appreciate Art so much.
Thanks.
But I want to see what's going on with the Sweetie Pie show, though. Also, I see that Daryl with his skinny. Oh, no.
Daryl with the what?
Wait, what?
Come on, Marvin.
Marvin's room.
Your skinniness and everything is so intelligent, and with your hats and everything.
That's good. Come on, read it, D.
She's complimenting you. Come on,
keep reading.
She's talking to you, bro.
But it doesn't stack up to Art.
Well, what happened was, I do a lot of push-ups.
Don't stay up the art. Ooh. See what I'm saying? You smart enough, this nigga, though?
Hold on, I'm about to. If this is Love and Hip Hop St. Louis, I got all of this. Let me just explain something. Okay, so Sweetie Pies is going well. I'm filming right now. The shit going to be back on in November. You should check it out on OWN Network. It's about to be on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You about to see that coming up in November. And yes, you about to see that. And Arthur, yes, he does look good, and he belongs to me. Yes, come February, he will be mine. Mrs. Shivers, that's who I am. And don't talk about anything that has to do with Daryl being skinny and yada, 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 and he don't stack up to Art because that's my best friend, and this is my motherfucking fiance. So
it's Marvin Gaye.
It is.
Nah, real big shout out. Hey, shout out. Thanks for listening.
Shout out.
Thanks for listening.
What the fuck is you shouting
about? All listeners matter.
What the fuck is you shouting about?
We're not done with the email.
Yeah, she ain't even.
She wrote paragraphs.
Yeah,
she got bars.
So she said it was she new and refreshing. You all doing this recap podcast, but I was happy to say that I have to relate Janae and everything she's been going through with the Sweetie Pie show, and I know what she's going through, I really connect to what she's going through, even though her man is fine as hell. So I want to be down with everything you all doing. Though, shout out to me and being Sacramento, California.
She's in Sacramento.
I'm saying, though, would you rather her
say, I know you know people out here in the Bay Area and everything, though. Let me know.
No, she got me fucked up.
No, my lady man can't lose.
This is my thing. Like,
I do have you in the Bay Area.
I 100% appreciate the fact that she wants to watch Sweetie Pies, and I 100% appreciate the fact that she loves the show and me. But I can't appreciate that you talking about my man like that.
But you was cool when people was...
No, it's disrespectful.
Remember last week, though? Both of y'all ladies fine. Now, I don't know how y'all just leave.
I didn't say nothing to them.
Remember, no.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
we
fine, girl.
Yeah, and they was high-fiving each other. We fine.
Read the rest of the email. We
should do the show first, then the emails.
just gonna do the back end because she's gonna be mad on the back.
I'm not gonna be mad. I'm fine. Right, thank you, Precious. I love you for watching.
Shout out to Angela Valdez.
Shout out.
Got them Angela.
I hope you got big ass nipples just like Angela.
One email I cannot read though. Period. I'll let Janae read this email though and everything because somebody we know personally though.
Who is it?
Oh,
read it.
No, I'm not gonna read
the email.
Just don't say who it's from.
Don't say who it's from. Read it.
I can't. There's no point.
Just read it.
Yeah. No. Ooh. Mm-mm. No. Wait. Read that email. All right. Let me go back.
Definitely skip that. All right, hold on.
All Black Lives Matter.
They sure do.
Yes.
I'm white. All right. Shout out to y'all with y'all. With y'all hashtag for what y'all do. Black titties matter all day, though. I appreciate Art and D for putting it down for girls with small titties. I'm a small titty girl from South Carolina.
Right on, them little bitty titties, baby. Hey!
Only big nipples matter and everything, right?
Big nipples matter.
They gotta be 1 inch long.
Hashtag big nipples matter.
All right, big nipples matter. Elite. She was like, I appreciate everything y'all doing. No, it's good to see.
We got that covered.
It's all good to see these black couples doing their thing. And I appreciate what's going on and everything you're doing, though. I see that this is so funny, though. I want to ask a couple of questions, though, before this show comes up. Do you all believe Greg is going to die?
He need to die.
Hated it.
What?
He need to die.
And do you, Felicia, all believe Ghost is really as smart
Kevin,
as people think
go
he
make
is?
Sure she ain't
peace
leaving.
Out.
Felicia, go make sure she ain't leaving.
From Alfred.
Hey, Alfred.
Is Alfred Hitchcock?
Alfred Boynton.
We love you,
what's
Alfred.
So she said, do you think... So Greg dead, oh shit. So this
Wait,
email
is this
off
the last
show. This is email from the last show.
Oh, okay. Who was it that said Art was...
This is your phone right here. I got your phone.
Who was it that said that? This ain't mine. This
I said Greg was gonna die the last weekend.
I said Mike. I've been.
No, we was Mike. Ain't that Mike gonna be still living though?
I mean, what is going on with Mike? So hey, so long.
Are we doing a show?
Long story short, Mike took on the identity of a dead Mexican
and lived. Asian. That's some bullshit kind of for a TV show.
I didn't know that.
He said, I didn't know that.
I lost my shoes and my shirt.
That's fine. Let everybody know. What's your name? It's our sister.
This is my sister, Belinda. Belinda Shivers.
Go on, Carla
Belinda.
Thompson.
Go on, Belinda.
Shirtless, go on, shoeless Belinda. Thompson. Carla, shoeless, shirtless Thompson. That's my sister.
It's in the pool area somewhere.
It's down by the pool.
So we got a
We've
pool
been swimming all night.
Belinda. Your real name is Belinda Shivers.
My name is Katina.
Katina or Belinda, however you want to pronounce it.
All right, let's get it back in the show.
It's spelled the same way.
Come on. Fleek, bring your ass in here. All right, so what do y'all think about Greg dying, though, man?
That motherfucker needed to die. Let me tell y'all how I feel about this. He needed to die, but I wish that it wasn't Mike that killed him. I wish that it would have been Angela or Ghost that killed him. Mm. And then I feel like Ghost is still the dumbest motherfucking drug dealer ever because you never should have took off your gloves and you never should have let nobody get your fucking fingerprints, nigga.
I'm with Daryl because Daryl always says for every smart thing Ghost do, he do two dumb things.
He's back.
So the thing about it, he did a smart thing. He got my boy.
But the twins locked up from the club.
Yeah.
But the only thing I give problems with this show though, and the problem with the show being the fucking whack as fuck, everything is about coincidence.
Yeah.
Everything's about fucking coincidence. Everything. Why would I go out to the fucking window, go to this area, and fucking wipe it down?
The killer part about it, he had nothing from it. He had nothing to gain from going to Greg's house that night. No. Nothing but to leave his fingerprint.
Yeah, for no reason.
That was the whole kill. I can see if he gets.
And he can get off of that, though.
They didn't got rid
window.
Of Milan.
Window ain't shit, though.
No, that ain't shit.
They didn't got rid of Milan. They didn't got rid of everybody. But he didn't kill him. Shit, come on.
But Milan's crew is still there. So it's not like that's done. So let's get another crew. Let's get some Jamaicans involved.
Nope, that's about
let's
to be Tommy's crew. That's about to be Tommy's crew. Tommy about to run all this shit. And Tommy about to have to save Ghost again. Because now Ghost got himself in some bullshit. He locked up. How did they even get his fingerprints, though? I'm like, did you get... Because
he went in the window trying to figure out who the fuck he was. This is from two seasons ago. They got these fucking fingerprints.
I forgot about
that's some coincidence shit, man.
I forgot about them.
That's what this show is.
Hey, man.
That's some bullshit,
this
though,
show
man.
Is about Canaan the Great.
And no, Canaan. It's about coincidence.
At the end of the
this
day...
This show's about coincidence, too, though.
At the end of the day, it's about Canaan.
It rides off
it's
coincidence,
not.
Too, though.
I said Canaan since the first day.
It's not about Canada.
Who got the spade?
Canada. But then, well, Canaan is sitting there with his son.
Canaan.
Jukebox, which I love.
Canaan winning.
I hate Jukebox.
I love her. I almost cheering them off.
I'm team Canaan. She on team Canaan. She
on team Canaan. Shout out to my players, though. They know what I'm talking about.
Shout out to Canaan. And everything Canaan doing in the show. Because he's making the show. Ghost.
Well, let's talk about everything else that happened in the show. Yeah, let's get this shit together. Okay.
First episode with no sex.
So how about this?
That's a good question. Good
in three seasons, nobody got no ookie ookie.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about Canaan.
Hey!
Getting in cool with Tariq to the point to where they was like, oh yeah, Tariq all good.
Right, that was bullshit.
He didn't turn on nobody, yada yada, whatever. What do y'all feel about that?
Canaan.
Dude, Tariq just want to be a hood motherfucker, though. It's the fact that he wants to reaffirm his quote-unquote blackness of being like a hood dude, though, because I know when he ride on the train in New York, motherfuckers be testing him. He be like, I just want to be raw. I just want to be cool. All these motherfuckers want to be down and everything with them, everything though. Our sister and everything though, trying to flash some leg. It's all good.
She ain't flashing legs. She leaving. All right,
Mom, quick, go on, get out of here. This is my sister.
Yeah, because he going to fight us in general and everything. He might punch me in my eye to flick of your leg. Yeah, because he'll fight me.
That's how he do people.
Yeah, because he's fighting random people online. We got 3 emails from people that he want to see in the club. It's all good though. So,
hey man, but yeah, Kanan is back in full effect.
But no, do you tell them they are set up shop in that crib though? Yeah, they made it an extended stay. Yeah. They got jukebox in there.
That's in that old lady house.
Yeah, they made an extended stay up in there.
Yeah, that's that old lady crib.
They brought random people from DC up in there. Everybody got a spot.
Yeah, no, it's all good, man. I mean, Kanan is a kingpin, man. I mean, I think next year they'll probably bring back a sequel, and it'll probably be called Kanan.
Kanan. Shoots a TV show called Kanan.
I called it.
Damn, you ahead of the game though, right now.
Yeah, I called it. Kanan probably got new clubs coming next season.
Bruce,
yeah. I'm kind of jumping ahead of the game.
Yeah, you're going 5 years of the game.
But I'm just impressed by where Kanan is right now.
Take like 3
reincarnated, brought back from death. That's what's up, man. Shout out to Kanan.
Sorry, so do y'all think the Milan being killed is going to really help them or hurt them?
I mean, I think that all that's going to do is make Tommy, like, the man of the hour.
Wow, Kanan.
To be honest, Tommy is about to take this shit over. You saw when they was like, but don't you think that we need to have a conversation with him about us still selling drugs in the club? And he was like, nah, he don't got no choice.
The thing about it is, and I ain't going to keep beating the dead, y'all, but
if you say Kanan again.
They've been making dudes, like, so ruthless. Like, when you be, like, seeing, like, the stuff that he did that was over the top, that was like, you like, I can't believe he did that, killed that old lady, killed his son. Yeah. Like, it makes, like, it's what he can do is, like, you can't
but Ghost's storyline is so fucked up,
expect the unexpected
up,
with this guy.
I don't believe Ghost no more.
How about
bro?
This?
I don't believe Ghost no more, period.
Ghost is a fraud.
I don't believe him.
How
He's
about
not
this?
Fucking smart as shit,
Listen,
man.
How about this?
Ghost is a fraud.
What is Tasha going to do with Ghost
man.
Being arrested
we still don't have Akeesha,
and being
though.
In custody
and, we
still
don't
and
have
Kanan Akeesha. Got and Kanan got his Why got her son.
But we don't still have Akeesha still.
No, that don't got nothing. What is
but
Tasha
no,
gonna do
but that's
with
gonna be a thing though,
Kanan having Tariq
they gonna play
and
that no they gonna play
Ghost being locked up. What are
they gonna
do?
Play in the back then though because they gonna play in the back end though saying that Kanan has something to do with Akeesha being dead though. And then Tommy's gonna play it off like that. I guarantee you that's gonna happen.
I'm gonna tell you, next season, Ghost gonna get out of jail. That's gonna be the first episode.
He gonna get bailed out early because
the first episode.
You got fingerprints on your window. That ain't shit. You got no murder weapon. You ain't got shit on me.
Yeah, don't get hung up on this Ghost locked up shit. Ghost gonna be out of jail like within the first 20 minutes of next season.
But what is Ghost gonna do now since Angela turned his ass in?
He gonna be with Tasha.
He's always ain't loyal, man. Shout out to Art Chris. Though and everything. He played me a song. He's like, I'm getting this episode and everything. These hoes ain't loyal.
That's the name of this episode.
Oh my God.
It's ain't loyal. They ain't loyal.
Straight up though. Because she was on some thing about Greg though. To my like, you think I killed Greg? I told you. The fuck, bitch?
I'm gonna kill Greg,
fuck you, bitch.
I mean,
that's,
really.
That's his fault though.
Flea, come on,
he told her that he would do whatever he needed to
he
for her.
He did.
Yeah.
And so then that's when she was yanked her
she
hand
like,
back,
what
like
you need anything.
Because all he had to do was say that he had stopped by, but he didn't say anything. He was just very like broad.
Know.
He was very broad with everything. It didn't matter, but it didn't matter though. Like he used to confide in her, and he wasn't telling her everything. So, that's his fault.
But this is the problem, though. This show, there's no conversations had, though, period. There's no full conversation had, period, though. There's no communication, period, between couples, though. There is a horrible relationship because there's no communication,
period. It's a horrible
period,
relationship.
Though. No, period. Like, I know they don't talk about money. I don't know. Maybe they talk about they don't talk about money because there's so much,
his
it's
rent.
So much
she
money.
She paid, or he paid her rent. That's all.
Yeah, so she cool with it, whatever.
And he found those panties. He knew those were her panties, so they're probably like, her
love
shit that she didn't buy herself.
Yeah.
Like,
some expensive
shit.
Yeah. Now, where are you, La Perla? What kind of panties is them? I
what
need
La
Perla? To find
We ignorant.
Google, somebody Google La Perla panties.
It's
well, now you
don't
know
La Perla is a lingerie.
So now
it's
you
not
know
Victoria's
La Perla is.
It's like high fashion lingerie.
Look, right, talk. Straight up, man. Look, man.
It's higher.
It's high end.
It's high end. Let me just explain to y'all right now. Art wouldn't understand if I was wearing Target, Victoria's Secret, or LaPaul.
Exactly. I don't know
it's
that
it's not
that
art,
shit.
Though. No but man would.
But lingerie is not for you guys. It's actually for us.
For y'all to feel good, though. Like the feeling.
That's my Niecy speaking. She the.
It really is.
She the lion princess.
A lot of women, they buy lingerie for themselves.
Nah. Yeah, not for us.
Because we like y'all be like,
flow.
Fuck it. I mean, y'all just want
to
shit
on the
shit off.
Take it off.
Like, oh,
that. Flow.
Is my Hooper shorts on?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's what I wear.
Shit.
That's what I wear.
Shit.
That's what I wear to bed.
Shit.
My Hooper shorts.
That's what you wear?
Yeah, I'm sick.
How you like it?
I know now I'm about to get some girl up.
My Hooper shorts are sexy as a motherfucker.
Nigga, if I'm buying.
Hey, no, sure. My Hooper shirts are sexy as a motherfucker.
Yeah, I think, especially if you get
my motherfucker, they American white.
American white?
Oh, it's an American flag on the
how
side.
How do y'all
though,
feel
with the
about,
black flag on the side, though?
How too. Do you feel about Mike when Greg found out what he was doing and he pulled that
he's
gun
a sucker
on him,
shit,
like,
though.
I'm about to kill
why
him,
when you?
Though.
No, because me and Art was talking about it, though, and everything, though.
Don't
but,
do that. I'm
going
to take you in.
No, no, no.
Greg,
I wouldn't have said that, though.
Conversation
with no way. Gun.
You thought that was gonna
you
be a good
and you ain't got no gun.
Oh,
you ain't got no gun.
It's cool.
You gonna grab?
I didn't turn around. I done went to the bar. I had my little 22 though. Popped up my 22 like boom. I'm on YouTube, G.
Dog, what's going on? I mean, cause he wanted to die. He had a death wish.
No, he didn't think it was. He was
it was time
too,
for him to get shot in the neck.
He was very
he needed to get shot in the neck.
Because my health thing is that I would have a little 22 on my little draws. Boom. Yeah, nigga, I'm on YouTube.
I
though.
Mean, but how Mike have a whole identity of a dead Mexican federal agent? That's
now
wrong.
That's a whole nother thing.
I mean, like, how that fly? I mean, like, he been dead for a year.
So we don't even know who the fuck he is, though, honestly. We don't know who the fuck he is, though. Because he took over somebody's identity.
Mm-mm. He just used it as a cover.
So this motherfucker is another. This motherfucker probably been dealing dope throwing motherfucking Guadalajara,
yeah,
Mexico.
Yeah, shout out to Greg being dead though. I mean, I'm about
shout
to
Greg
shout,
dead,
shout out
yeah.
to Malai.
Somebody made some money though.
Shout out to Malai being dead though. For real.
Actually,
I wouldn't have called that was big. That was
actually,
big.
You know what? No,
they
no, no.
Like,
hold on. I got an email because somebody said Malai was 101 though in his pool.
He was
to be dead.
Oh, for real?
No, shit.
Yeah, hold on.
Are he gangster? Who is that?
I'm gonna pull it up right
that
now.
Must be 50
Cent. Our poster dudes, remember the poster dudes we had that come up?
Is that 50 Cent?
It's probably famous.
Our 50 Cent, listen to the podcast.
Famous gave you so now she like famous though and everything. That's what she was famous.
Man, famous. I'm famous. No, I mean, I see him in the streets. It's not.
All right, hold on. One bit
like
coming that. Up. It's from Mike Lister. My whole crew and everything, our bets is on everything within a. Strategic congruency.
Yeah, you're a smarty audience, motherfucker, ain't you?
Strategic congruency of how the bets go. So, for this week coming up, we believe there's a 10% believing that Greg is going to die. There's an 80% believing Mike going to die. 80% motherfuckers
believe
Mike's
going to die. I was with the
10% 80. Said Greg was going to die, though.
I was with the 80.
And there's a 2%.
Angela.
Then no, Milan's gonna die.
Damn.
So somebody got paid though, and they pulled.
That 2%.
That 2%.
Hey, shout out to that 2% though. Y'all called it.
Yeah, shout out to them, man. Shout out to them and everything. Though. We shout out to them. We'll be doing right there. All right, Janae, wake up.
I'm up.
All right, so. So where we go? Let's get some particular. Look here, people are emailing about the show next year. What we gonna do after this though? So.
The podcast, the show.
We're going to do some podcasts between Art and Janae
yeah.
and Lexi. Something going to happen. Yeah, no, I'm not going to be on none of them, no, period. I'm zero involved. I'm on producer, though.
We got a bunch of stuff. We're going to
talk about Strat.
Are we
about
whatever we going to do, though. We're going to
talk about Strat.
Look, I'm not being on none of them, though. Look here. Y'all not going to hear my voice on none of them, though.
The new transgender fashion show.
Look, I'm buying new equipment. I'm buying new. Look.
Oh, my God.
Is that what we're going to talk
look,
about?
Oh, my God. No. Well, I'm buying new equipment, though, next month. A little bit more better equipment, though, next month.
You don't need no better equipment shit. We in here. Okay, this is what I think. I think that.
People are very hype about what we're going
to
do next.
I think that Tasha is about to, like, do some crazy shit with Tommy because they need to make sure that they get Tariq. And then I feel like Kanan is about to really switch up the game and he's going to try to tell Tommy. I feel like he about to tell Tommy that in order for Tariq to come back, like, he need to give him a piece of
that's
the game.
That's a good observation, baby.
That's a good thing. Thank you.
Hey, y'all fans. Hey, bust ass niggas. They be listening. Hey, y'all keep talking to my woman and shit. It's all good. Y'all can read him and weep. It's all good.
So now you're doing a Tupac method.
It's all good, bro. But, you know, I'm just going to tell you, Team Kanan has risen. We out here. We got K's on our chest. So, I mean.
We had a tattoo on our chest.
All y'all ghost followers. I mean, y'all just, hey, man, y'all in jail. Y'all locked up. Good luck for till next season, baby. Team Kanan. We got Tariq. We got Tasha. We got everything. We power.
All right. So, okay. So, the tweets are saying, y'all want me to read the tweets, though, for a minute?
Yeah,
Team Kanan. Right. Hashtag Team Kanan.
Let me read some of the tweets, though. Tweets is, there's a lot of tweets for you, Janae, so you mean to get over it all. Motherfuckers are on your asshole.
Yes, babies. Right, Thank you for listening.
No, they're on your asshole. That's nasty.
Yes, babies.
Yeah, all right. So what are y'all going to do? I want to show Beyond the Power episode. Are you going to do a recap episode after the finale, which I think is going to happen after
that's
that?
What this is. This is phonetic, too, though.
So I had to read that.
I mean, 100%. We're going to continue to talk about this. Once we get a little bit closer to the new season coming up, we're going to talk about everything that we feel is about to happen in the new season. But as of right now, we just let y'all know what we think is about to happen.
This next one's from Ebony. She says, Janae, are you really going to do a podcast with Lexi? I really want to see this, and I really want to get in depth with Daryl's life. What the fuck is my life
with? Obviously, this is a live read.
What is
this? Obviously, he didn't read this before he came up here.
Next tweet.
He just skipped
read
the tweet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this one.
Yes, Lexi and I are definitely thinking about doing another podcast. It will be a relationship podcast.
Oh, we got somebody. Okay, yeah. All right, I'm with this, though. This is from Lancey. She says, hey, you know what? I really want to see a podcast with Daryl and Art being real men, doing real things, and being strong how they are, though they're very progressive in what they feel and how they work.
I don't think that show would be a good show at all because I feel like they should just, live their lives in me and Lexi's shadow because we got a lot of stuff going on. They about to be Mr. and Mrs. Wallach and Mrs. Lexi. End of question.
You Mrs. Lexi.
End of question.
You ain't got the next tweet, though. You ain't heard the next tweet. Let's hear the next tweet. No, we don't want to hear you. Mute. The mute button is on. Okay, go next tweet.
This next tweet is from Lance. I've been trying to tweet at JanaeSweetiePies.com.
What?
And I've been listening to podcasts. She sounds so sweet. Art, this is what it is.
Oh, thank you, because...
What does it mean? Is it the
I feel like, you know, I try to just portray, you know, the real me as I recap power. And I'm glad that you were able to actually see...
Hey, this is shit, though. She's trying to distance someone.
I'm so glad that you were able to actually see the true me coming through. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Thank you, bruh. First of all, you need to take some serious literature classes, man. You need to practice English 101.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is last email. I mean,
thank you.
Right on, email.
You know, I let Team Famous the last email.
Famous.
He listened faithfully, bro.
Rudy, my boy, Famous. I appreciate y'all and what y'all listen to at the shows.
But my boy that just left that last one, Ed Janae, yeah, you need to take literature classes, bro.
Yeah. It was numbers and everything that were going on.
Yeah, you're not literate.
This is an email from Famous, though. He's been a faithful listener.
Yeah, right on.
I love Famous.
Let's shout out to Famous, though, man. Like, dude, he's been.
We love you, Famous.
I don't know yet. I get to hear his fucking email first.
We love you, Famous.
But he know Art.
Nah, not really, though. He know of me.
We love what's you, up, Famous. This
Famous on the
podcast.
What's
you,
up, Famous? I mean, I need to hear the email first, bro. I need to see where Famous at mentally, bro. I need to know where he at.
Read the email.
And
And so it begins.
I didn't see where he is.
That was a crazy episode, though, y'all. I really like what y'all doing with the timing and everything that's going on. I appreciate what's going on. Oh, shout out to everything that's going on.
Right. Right on, right on, nigga. Keep
we
going.
Love you, I'm Famous.
Carry on.
Famous, man.
We love you, Famous.
No, Lexi. Not Lexi. Fuck it.
My name is Janae. Lexi.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm
love you, Famous. So I'm leaving.
So, all right, let's go. What are we gonna do for next year, though?
I know, is it for Famous? Yeah. Oh, man, right on, Famous, man. Keep it up, man. Hey, keep listening, man. You my dude, man. Keep listening. Follow us. Stay with my woman Paige. Oh, or it's God. Like that. It's the way it is. I mean, it's all good, Famous, man. Much love, man. You my dude, man. Kudos, man.
Are we gonna talk about Empire?
I don't like this.
Empire. We ain't no Empire.
We don't like Empire.
I don't, personally.
I know.
No,
I
people,
like Booba
no,
Kitty.
No, no, no,
at
no,
the
no,
end
no.
of Booba Kitty, that's it. After Booba Kitty, that's it. This Booba Kitty is it.
Booba Kitty finds a motherfucker, though.
Oh, here we go. This
is my after Booba Kitty, there is no more Empire.
Booba Kitty murdered somebody.
I don't care. But she's innocent.
She can be next she's to innocent. Me all day.
She's innocent.
Here we go.
If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
She's a bitch.
All right, let's do our death for the next year. For the first episode.
I'm telling you.
So we gotta do another one though. And then me and Art gotta figure out what we're gonna do, some player shit on some other shit.
Y'all ain't doing no
already got it. I already got it lined up. It's already scripted.
Yeah, me and Art gonna do some other shit though, drinking beers though, doing some of the shit though. And micro, we gonna do a micro though. We ain't gonna do your crib because you be on some of the shit though.
We got some
I'm gonna have Lacey come over here though. We gonna do a distract.
I got some ideas lined up.
Distract that though. We gonna do some other shit though.
And then Janae and I, we got.
I need a man's podcast.
Art's not gonna do that.
And then I need a whole thing. I'm the mind.
Art's
fitness
not gonna do
the
that
mind.
Because fitness Art don't wanna do nothing if it don't involve being with me because me and him
shit.
Are
oh shit,
together.
Hold on. God damn.
Me
I'm
and him
leave.
Are
I don't wanna do
this 100%
I don't
together.
See nothing wrong.
Famous sitting there like, hey damn, my dude gonna go with that.
We don't do nothing without
with
each other.
With a little bump and grind.
Look at
me,
baby. Stop singing.
I see R. Kelly.
Stop singing.
I like R. Kelly. Baby, Famous, y'all like R. Kelly?
What about the Marry the Pussy, though? The song Marry the Pussy?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song.
That's a great song, though.
It's a great song, Marry the Pussy.
I was trying to get that in my wood.
I know,
thing,
I love
gonna
the pussy.
All right,
no,
so, all right.
So,
Janae.
Oh, you can't say that?
Women can.
So, Janae, are you really trying to do a show, though?
I told y'all I would do a woman show where I talk
because the people
where
are
I talk women's issues and I talk relationships and I talk about, I will 100% do that.
Is Felicia
because
gonna be
I feel like yeah I feel like between me Felicia like Mimi Lexi all
they
of us we can, there are so
week.
Many different
go,
like
go
there are gonna be
don't
so
go,
many different personalities
on.
To where we can
don't
really make
on.
This happen.
You have going on we got a little more celebrity where you got you bulletproof wallet you call bulletproof wallets.
Oh here we go.
Yeah, I ain't going there, period. Though.
Oh, but you know, me for real, man.
Oh, no.
Janae,
but no, but
all right,
man, dude, man, let everybody know, like, straight up, with your workout thing, though, man, like, dude.
Fuck
a dunk. Just put on my motherfucking.
Yeah, man, I got a bunch of stuff going on, man. I got obesity awareness walk that's gonna be huge coming up. We got a bunch of stuff going on, man. So just be a part of it, man. STL Fight Obesity. Find me, Mr. Shivers 3 Instagram, Facebook, Arthur Shivers the 3rd. Just keep up with the game. That's what it is. Me and Janae, we gonna do a relationship podcast, male, female. They Janae and Lexi gonna do a female. Me and Derek gonna do a male. It's all gonna pop off. So stay tuned, man. 2017 gonna be huge. All
right. Janae, get your ass over back on the mic, though.
Shit, breaking shit. What?
Hey, make sure y'all follow me on bitchimtheman.com.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Nobody can talk that. Felicia, come over here.
What, babe?
Felicia.
Tune back in next season, please, because we're about
Felicia,
to make
talk.
This. Oh, talk, Felicia.
What do you want me to talk about? What? You didn't ask a question.
No, I said, tell them how you feel about this episode.
Oh, how you feel.
I already did. I already put my
my two cents in.
No, but say how you really feel
on the
overall
mic.
About
they came to you. They came
overall,
to you.
Overall,
it was a great episode. I really did not see Angela arresting him. I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
I really didn't think she'd be that upset over Greg. I didn't.
Over this shit is fuck too easy.
Great. Right, but like you were just the using them. Like the you only have sex when you were using
the penis
dick, pencil dick Greg.
It
pencil dick Greg.
No, penis wanted to get
pencil dick Greg.
Pencil dick.
Pencil dick Greg.
100%. All right.
Janae,
my G.
Yes.
My motherfucker. Let them know where you need your back.
At Janae Sweetie Pie on both Twitter and Instagram, or Janae Wallach at Facebook. You guys have got to tune in next season because, like, the way that this season ended, I don't even know what these podcasts are about to look like. But all I know is that we about to bring something, like, so spectacular. You are going to have to watch each and every single episode because you never know what we're going to say. You never know what our perspective is going to be. But you have got to be a part of it because this is about to be literally the best recap that you will ever see.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, just go to bitchontheman.com.
Ever.
Bitchontheman. No. Oh my hey, God. Art, I might buy that shit tomorrow.
What a podcast.
Hey, oh, shut up. My little brother. My little brother popping on.
Where we at? What's up? Well, I'm on here? Am I on here?
You on here live, nigga.
I didn't smell your fingers, man.
Hey, no. You can't smell my fingers. Stick your fingers. You can't smell them. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Power.
Fuck power. Fuck Greg. I hope he died tonight. I
didn't
see it.
Die,
oh, he died. God, yes. I'm finna take a shot for Greg because he did.
There we go.
I never liked Greg.
Never liked the nigga. I ain't nigga like we ain't like niggas like Greg and I like.